This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, there's been much press of late about the humanitarian and medical missions to West Africa due to the Ebola outbreak. But there continue to be less well-known, homegrown medical humanitarian efforts taking place right here in central New York. And here to tell us about it is Lori Ruprecht. She's a pediatric registered nurse with the Center for Developmental Behavior and Genetics at Upstate Medical University, and Sue Converse. She's a family nurse practitioner from St. Joseph's Hospital, also here in Syracuse. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate your being here. Lori, this is your baby. I know you've been in this on this show before. Mm-hmm. Telling us about your missions to Ghana.
Right.
So tell us again, you're going again to Ghana now, right?
Or we
coming
are.
Up, yep. Upcoming. How many times have you been there? First of all,
I've been there. This will be my fifth time.
Wow. And what are you attempting to do? Give us a general overview of some of the concepts or the mission of your work.
Okay. What we do is we travel to Ghana. We travel out to the remote villages and set up temporary mobile health clinics. And we provide care to the villagers.
So your goal is to really spread health care out into the hinterland, so to speak.
Correct. So all the villages we go to are at least 100 miles from the nearest hospital. So if they really don't go for care unless they're really, really sick. So they don't get general checkups.
So is a lot of what you're attempting to do kind of prophylactic, like things
yes.
like immunization, just checking people overall in terms of their growth and development?
Right.
And you do the full range from children all the way to adult.
Correct, yes. And it depends on what volunteers we get, what we provide. Last trip we had a dental hygienist, so we did teeth cleanings. We were able to clean the children's teeth and educate them on how to brush their teeth and why to brush their teeth.
So a lot of kind of overall health measures and
Correct.
General kind of prophylactic kind of
mm-hmm.
health. Now, Sue, you are a volunteer for this program, I understand. Thank
yes.
you for coming in today. How did you get involved?
Actually, I'm a professor at the College of Nursing at St. Joe's, and one of my students said she had heard Lori on, I believe, on this show previously, and said, you know, I heard you say that this is something you want to do in the future, and this is going on. Would you like to be involved? And I did.
So you actually have gone on one of these missions?
I did go last year, yes.
And what was it like for you?
It was truly life-changing. You know, people talk about that, about going on medical missions or just missions in general, and it is truly life-changing. I'm also work at a pediatric clinic and provide care to a fairly poor community, but they're still in this, you know, first-world country, a sense of entitlement. And when I was there in Ghana, I really practiced medicine the way I envisioned I would practice it when I started down this road as a nurse. Was able to just go and care for people to the best of my ability. And they were so appreciative. They were very, very appreciative. And they were patient.
And were they compliant as well? They listened to what you told them to do?
They would hung on your every word. And they, you know, there were people that were there waiting for hours and hours, and we weren't able to serve everyone at the end of the day. And they didn't, there was no fights that broke out.
You felt appreciated, it sounds like.
We were very appreciated.
And you felt like you made a real difference.
Yes.
Lori, you founded an organization in order to do this, right? And I think you've achieved some kind of a not-for-profit status. Tell us about that.
Right. So I've taken two groups to Ghana, and it's been very successful, and we've really been able to make an impact. So I felt like the next step was to form a nonprofit charity. So in May, we did get our 501c3 status, and so now we are...
Your organization is called?
It's called ASAP, which stands for Americans Serving Abroad Projects. So now we're able to get to raise some funds
as well.
Tax-deductible donations, grants, things like that.
So why Ghana? I asked you this the last time, mm-hmm. but help our listeners understand, why did you choose Ghana as a country?
I did a lot of research before I started going on these trips, and I I found an organization, Sem Fronteras, in Ghana, that I partner with now. And I chose Ghana because it's a safe country. It's a peaceful country, yet they still have great need. There's a lot of poverty, and we're able to go make an impact. And Sem Fronteras makes sure we're safe. And
that the money that goes to them actually goes right to the people. In other words, correct. All of that effort is not kind of taken up with the infrastructure, but rather really is delivered right to the people.
Correct, yes.
So you are now planning another trip.
Yes.
How has the Ebola crisis, which is not in Ghana, I understand, affected your planning and or your ability to recruit volunteers?
Well, we've had to, originally we were going to go back to Ghana in March, and we've had to kind of delay that to May because of the whole Ebola crisis,
outbreak.
I guess you could say, and the media hype over it. And people are afraid to go, I think, anywhere in Africa thinking that Ebola is everywhere. Ghana has actually had not one case of Ebola. Even though it is in West Africa is a large area, they've really done a good job, and they're making great progress in containing the Ebola in the countries it's in now. And Sue, do you have anything to add about that?
I think, you know, any time you do a medical mission to any country, there's some inherent risks. I think Lori said this to me when I first decided to go. So, you know, honestly, when I went last year, I was concerned about malaria, which is, you know, ongoing there. I think that you just have to be educated and smart, just like here in our country. We know how to protect ourselves. I think some of those countries in Africa that have Ebola don't have the means to protect themselves. And I, you know, there
so
is
public
no
health measures that you would mm-hmm. already know how as a medical professional, as well as all the vaccinations or immunizations or prophylactic medicines that you could take in the case of malaria. Right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Lori Ruprecht, a pediatric registered nurse, and Sue Converse, a pediatric family nurse, and nurse practitioner, and we're talking about an upcoming humanitarian mission to Ghana. Let's talk about this particular one, Lori. Do you have a different mission set, or do you just identify different villages each time you go? I mean, how do you plan these things? What's your kind of, you know, game plan?
Okay, so I work closely with, like I mentioned, I partner with Sem Fronteras, and I work closely with them in the planning stages. Really, it depends on what volunteers we have, what the project is going to look like. It will be some type of mobile medical clinic. That's what we focus on. So if we have physicians, we would do, you know, maybe something a little different than if we didn't have physicians or nurse practitioners.
Are you hoping for physicians for this?
I'm hoping to get a physician to go with us.
So to date, give me an overview of who your volunteers generally are.
Okay, so we've had nurses, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, dental hygienist, social worker,
audiologist.
And were you able to do hearing screenings as a result?
We did a bit of it. We had a little problem with the equipment
yes,
that we brought with us
by.
Without,
oh.
you know, the electricity and all that kind of stuff. But we were able to do some of it.
So now you're looking for volunteers for
yes.
this next mission. How would, if someone were interested, much like Sue found out, how would they make contact with you? What do you recommend?
I think the easiest thing is to go right to our website. It's www.AmericansServingAbroad.com.
Is that just, you spell that all out,
yep.
AmericansServingAbroad.com.
Yes.
Okay.
You can go there to get more information on the trip. And there's a volunteer application on that site, and there's also you can also contact me directly from that site. So that's the best way to do it.
Now, I asked you in the beginning, but I'm going to ask again. What prompted you ever to do this kind of work?
It's something that I've wanted to do since I was a child. Honestly, I used to watch Sally Struthers on TV with Save the Children, and I just would say, I'm going to do that someday. And, you know, I mean, life gets in the way, and you know, I got married, had children. But once they were older, I decided, I'm getting older, this is something I'm going to do. So it's something I'm very passionate about now.
And Sue, in your case, did you ever think you would be going on medical missions to Africa?
Not necessarily Africa, but my husband and I talked about it. But again, like Lori, I kind of thought that I would do it when all my children were grown. My children are teenagers and some in college now. And it fell into place, and it was a very good experience and I felt very safe and extremely fulfilling. You know, it was renewing for me and my passion with healthcare.
That's very, very exciting. So what, you already kind of said this, but what, Lori, in your mind, what's the most difficult thing that you, what's the most challenging part of any of these missions for you?
Probably choosing who we're going to serve and having to not being able to serve everyone.
So to pick and choose, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And have you seen, what kind of outcomes have you seen as a result of your efforts?
We've picked up on a lot of things like high blood pressure, people didn't know they had. So when we do find things like that, we are able to tell them you need to go to the hospital or to the health clinic and get medication for this.
So there is follow-up, I guess,
there
is my question.
There is, and a lot of the follow-up is done with my partner organization, Sem Fronteras, who, once we leave, follows up on the people that we say need follow-up on.
So you feel
further treatment.
So you feel there's some kind of a long-term impact on this kind of thing?
As well as immediate. There was a young boy we took care of last time that if we were not there with our medicine, he had pneumonia, and I don't know if he would have made it.
I would think the infant mortality or the child mortality must be pretty high.
The majority of the children that I did physicals on the last time were there had never seen a provider.
So are you bringing immunizations and all of that as well?
No, Ghana actually does have an immunization program, a pretty good program that they provide for their children. So we don't get involved.
Well, it sounds like an incredible experience, probably as incredible for you as for the people that you help. And
absolutely.
I think it's a very, very noble kind of thing that you're engaged in. And I'm so glad you've come and told us about your new mission coming up. Any listeners who are interested obviously can go to your website. That's AmericanServingAbroad.com and find out more about it and volunteer. And all the information will be on there, I guess, in terms of the costs and all of those things.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, once again, thanks so very much. My guests have been Lori Ruprecht, a pediatric registered nurse with the Center for Development, Behavior, and Genetics at Upstate Medical University, and Sue Converse, family nurse practitioner with St. Joseph's Hospital and a volunteer for the program. Once again, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.